All right, it is Thursday afternoon. We are en route to a hot stretch, hot and humid. This is, I always feel like this is always the hottest week of summer, isn't it? I don't know. Why do we have to have the 3M open on the hottest week of the summer? Unclear. We're going to talk with the tournament director of the 3M Open next hour here on Drive Time, so keep listening for that. Today, a killer confessed. A killer confessed today, and hearing him confess to what he did makes me furious. Furious. It's worse that he confessed today. Part of me thinks it would have been better if he would have kept his mouth shut. Derek Thompson is the guy who was driving the car that slammed into a car with five young women in it. And this was a Minneapolis crash. It ends a long charade of a trial where Thompson's defense attorney, the only real defense they put forward, was that he wasn't driving. He didn't do it. There is a certain kind of monster who kills five people, doesn't accept a plea deal, goes to trial, makes the family members of all of those young women sit through this whole charade. And then today this guy says, there's not a day I don't ask God why he didn't take me instead and let your beautiful angel still be here. Bleep you. How dare you get in front of the court today trying to get a lower sentence, trying to have these five sentences all at the same time, five third-degree murder sentences, and instead of having it stacked one after the other. The normal way for a case is you would serve it at once. It was one event. It was one crash that killed all these people. So you would serve five felonies all at the same time. The judge in this case said, no, you're doing these back to back and you are going away for 59 years. So why am I more upset that he finally owned up and took responsibility? I believe that if he meant a single word of what he said today, he would have taken the plea deal and he wouldn't have forced the families to sit through this whole thing. It's, I mean, obviously the worst, the more severe crime is the crash. But, man, it's a next level of depravity to force a family through a trial for what? Because you thought, like, maybe your attorney had some genius way to get you off? Man, part of me feels like you need a triple penalty for being an absolute monster in the way that you put the family through this tragedy again. And then to try to allow your attorney to throw your brother under the bus and say he was driving the car. I don't know what you do in this circumstance. Part of me feels like if you're not going to take the stand and take responsibility during the trial, you shouldn't get a chance to stand up on sentencing day and say, like, oh, I'm really sorry. I guess I did it. Dan has a little bit of a sound clip from inside court. Some of this nonsense with Derek Thompson as he is pretending to take responsibility.
I have made a terrible mistake, and I have learned from them, and I have been punished by God. I have been stripped of everything but my skin. I just hope and pray that you can see the truth in me and find in your hearts to forgive me.
No. No. No forgiveness. Do you give any forgiveness? This is the first time he spoke since this crash in 2023. Each victim, you know, these five young women all killed in this. He rented this Cadillac Escalade. He's driving 110 miles an hour down 35W. Exits onto Lake Street, blows through a red light, and just absolutely shreds this Honda Civic with these five young women in it. The older sisters spoke today. Those are the ones who I think should get to speak. I really don't think you should get to speak. Speak during the trial. Take responsibility. On sentencing day, to come up and in front of the family give this whole charade about how, well, I wish I didn't have to go to trial. I wish I didn't have to put you through this. Give me a break. Just know I'm sorry for the heartbreak I have caused. Well, why didn't you take the deal? He could have pled guilty to five counts of criminal vehicular manslaughter. He would have been sentenced between 32 and 38 years in prison. So in Minnesota, you serve 2/3 of your time. So he would have had supervised release probably after 25 years. Now he's going to be in prison for 39 years at least and on probation for 20 more. And then this guy gets convicted on drug and gun charges in federal court. So like he's going to be locked up probably for the rest of his life. And he's got a scar on his forehead, and he's like, oh, this reminds me every day of the five victims. Screw you. It's outrageous. It's outrageous to me. The gun and the drugs and all of this stuff, and that's why there were the federal charges. So this is why he's driving like a maniac, and certainly like a lot of questions about, all right, what is really going on here where what exactly is happening? And then of course his father in this case is a former state representative, John Thompson. But the fact that, you know, why we're supposed to forgive you when you put the family through all of this stuff, like it's a load. And I commend the judge in this case who didn't buy this nonsense and didn't give them a lesser sentence. But to allow your attorney to do that, and I understand that everybody has the right to a vigorous defense. And perhaps if you're a defense attorney, you don't ask, right? You don't ask. But I don't know. I just feel so badly for these families who had to sit there and listen to this absolute charade. Drive Time, back in just a minute here on CCO. You know, Dan, today is another example of why when we talked about rating this summer the other day, I'm still kind of around a 4. Like, we just can't get a win. Yesterday we didn't have a show because of abomination. It's funny how the end result of a baseball game absolutely colors the way you feel about it.
2 hours and 20 minutes, it was a pretty good game. The last 10 or 15 or so, no, it stunk.
I was watching the game yesterday with the kids before we went off to dinner. And I'm like, this is an incredible game. Like, every pitch counts. Like, we're in the last innings. The Twins came back. They made it a game. Like, this is amazing. And then, like, so many walks.
Yeah.
So many walks. And then they...
Bad Griffin showed up yesterday.
Oh, that's a bummer. And I don't blame Rocco for walking Shohei.
No, of course not.
Like, that made a lot of sense. But you didn't count on was it a four-pitch walk after that?
I think it was a five-pitch walk after that.
Five-pitch walk, not great. Not great. But I went to Costco earlier in the day to do one of my favorite things in the world. Be glad you live in an apartment. Because buying water softener salt.
Oh, yeah.
Very annoying.
Sure.
So I buy it at Costco.
I had all those bags around when I was a kid, so I get it.
50-pound bags. So Costco is the 50-pound. If you buy it like at the gas station, the grocery store, it's usually the 40-pound bag.
Mm.
So you get the 50-pound bag for $6 or $6.50 or something. But then you got to haul it down the stairs, and so I... Also, you have to roll it out of the store in the shopping cart.
Sure.
And 150 pounds of salt, which I had yesterday, is a bit of a strain even on the Costco shopping cart.
Yeah, that's probably about, you were probably maxing it out right there.
It was the time of the day that we got, like, we were getting 2 inches of rain per hour, I think. And I believe in Maple Grove at around 12:25 in the afternoon, we were getting 2 inches of rain in, like, the 40 seconds it took me to run to my car.
But just think of how soft that rain was after hitting all your salt.
After running through that. Yeah. I had to change all my clothes, including my underwear, because it soaked. The rain was so aggressive, it soaked through my jeans.
I know life is show prep, but it doesn't mean you have to share everything. I'm just
Is that too much?
I mean, it's maybe pushing the line a little bit.
That's a lot of rain.
It's a lot of rain.
You're soaking your undergarment.
Yes. Yes,
that would it be better if I called it undergarment?
I don't think so, no.
What would make you feel better?
If you didn't speak about this ever again.
If I called it my skivvies. Does that help?
No.
What is a better term for underwear that makes you feel more comfortable?
It's
651-461.
It's not the term. It's the mental image. That's what's bothering people right now. Nobody needs
that.
Nobody needs that.
Wear underwear?
No, I mean, it's thinking of you in that. We don't need to think of you in that. Nobody needs that.
I don't want to.
It rained a lot. You don't have to go there.
It's a pleasure for them to think about it. Maybe they shouldn't. Maybe that's fun for them. I don't want to deny the people. I don't care how you think about me, as long as you do think about me.
That's I understand for sure.
I had to wring myself out. I mean, it was. So you're like, okay, like it's gonna rain like crazy, fine. And then today, just. What is the smoky condition? So I'm out of the Twin Cities right now. I drove a bit north in Minnesota. And as I left the metro, the skies grew smokier.
Hazy.
So it's pretty smoky up here. I'm in the Brainerd Lakes.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, at least when I came into work, you know, obviously that was several hours ago now, but it wasn't horrible smoke-wise down here.
It was several hours, everybody.
It was, well, you know, it's... been a while. I mean, the smoke could have come down in the intervening time.
That's my only point.
I don't know because I haven't been outside in a while.
Right.
But when I came in, it was fine. It was muggy as all get out still, but which to me, that's the biggest annoyance about today is that the temperatures are actually reasonable after a couple of hot days, but it's still so muggy outside. It's not like it's a major improvement.
Yeah, it's we can't get a win.
Exactly.
I feel like
it's a bad summer.
It's kind of a bad summer. The texters are thanking you for stopping me.
I'm here for the people, Jason.
One texter suggests mantis. would be a better term.
Nope. It isn't the term. It has nothing to do with the term. It's the visual. It's the mental image. And like I said, I mean,
can't we talk about stuff here? Don't we, like, don't all of us? I mean, I'm not talking about, like, soaking my underwear because I'm getting older. It's not, that's not what this.
That's good. I'm glad that that's not what you were talking about.
But when that happens, we'll talk about it here on Drive Time.
Jason here for.
Look, if the fine people at Depends want to sponsor this show, I will sell the crap out of them.
Of course,
so
you will.
To speak. Yeah.
Man, and if you were making money in this segment, then I would probably let it go.
That'd be fine. But then you'd be.
You're not.
Would it?
Well, is I mean, that, it wouldn't be great, but I would at least, you know.
Is that where we draw the line? I mean, we do have veto power over any potential. Like, we don't just endorse anything around here.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've said no to things before.
Sure.
I know this comes as a large surprise to Chad Hartman, who thinks I will say yes to anything. I think, like, adult diapers would be maybe one product I wouldn't necessarily want to. Yeah.
I mean, depends on the size of the check, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I mean, there's a number.
People are really bothered by me saying.
At least the textures. Not only am I trying to protect the people, I'm also trying to protect you from yourself in this instance, right? I'm trying to wave you off.
Yeah.
And you just keep, you know.
But the unbothered people are not going to text in, right? Like, there's a little bit of sample selection going on here. If you are unbothered, I mean, what kind of talk show is that? Can you imagine the meeting that we're going to have with our coach?
Yeah.
When coach calls us in next week talk about the show.
Looking forward to it.
And he's going to bring this segment up.
Yeah.
He's going to say, you know what would have been better if you would have asked people who are unbothered to text in, because that's a real motivator for people.
Well, I don't think he's going to say that.
Probably not.
No.
We're going to break. We're going to do DeRussia Eats in just a minute. I want to talk about, I'm astonished that someone has filed a lawsuit over a couple of bucks and a credit card fee. Credit card fee. Are you bothered or unbothered by credit card fees? At restaurants, we banned the junk fees, but not all the fees. Where are you at on this? 651-461-9226. Drive Time. With the fully dry DeRussia continues. And DeRussia Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. $2.25. $2.25 is what a lawsuit has been filed over. A credit card fee at a Twin Cities restaurant group, Crave. And you know, the Crave restaurants are all over the place. It's part of a restaurant group. And this lawsuit was filed by someone who said she wasn't given enough notice. A customer who said she was forced to pay an extra $2.25 for dinner and cocktails at Crave's downtown Minneapolis location. Her bill came to $108.69. She was upset about this $2 credit card fee that has been attached to her bill. So, obviously, like, filing a lawsuit over $2 is interesting to me. I'm curious what you think about this. When Minnesota and the legislature at the start of the year banned junk fees. And we've seen the benefits of this, right? Like the $15 or 15% takeout fee is gone, the 10% this fee, the do I tip and do I do that stuff, like it's all gone away for the most part. But the credit card fee is allowed under Minnesota law. The question is, you know, did Crave properly disclose it? To me, it seems like they did, but that'll be up to a judge and a jury to decide. But I was curious what you guys think about these fees. When we've gotten rid of all the other fees, to me it seems a little silly to keep this one thing still around. Ross is in Eden Prairie on the CCO Talk and Text line. Ross, what do you think about these credit card fees?
I hate them. Jason, thank you. I love the show. But on this topic, I have 2 points of view. First of all, these restaurants, I think, are struggling to figure out how to implement the fees, because last time I checked, you don't pay tax on a credit card fee. But every time I've seen it and I do the calculation, they're taxing us on it. So now I'm giving more money.
I totally agree. I've seen the same thing where you're like, I'm pretty sure you guys are taxing this wrong. But yep, go ahead. Yep.
The other thing I don't like, I was out to dinner at a pretty nice restaurant last week in St. Paul, and they were offering a 5% discount if I pay with cash.
Right.
And so we rang up a $200 dinner tab, and I was like, well, hey, you know, that's $10. I could just give that to the server and make their day instead of giving money to the government or somebody else or the credit card company. Unfortunately, the server spent the better part of 15 minutes walking around the restaurant, hitting up the chefs and the other servers to try and get enough change to give me change back. I gave him $300 for a $202 tab. And nobody had the money to give me the change. So if you're going to do that, you got to be prepared.
That's really, that's so frustrating. And the law only allows you, the discount is sort of the way that places used to do it, right? Where they, again, that is essentially a fee, but you just, you phrase it as a discount. To charge the fee, you have to also accept cash. So many vendors only accept credit cards. And if you only accept credit cards, you cannot charge the fee. It's, to me, when we've stripped out all the other fees, let's just get it over with and put the credit card. I get it. Like the fees restaurants have to pay, it sucks. Like these credit card companies really are raking the small business over the coals here. But that is the cost of business, and maybe it's time that we all learn, like, really what it costs instead of trying to hide these things in a credit card fee. I don't know. That would be preferable to me. What do you think?
I agree completely. It just seems like it's gotten out of hand. On the other hand, I understand, these restaurants, their margins are so low to begin with. They got to look for every opportunity to squeeze a little bit more margin, so it is a business they have to run. We want them to be successful because we love the food and we love the experience, but it just feels like there's got to be a better way.
Very good. Ross, thank you. Thanks for listening and for hanging on. Dan is in Blaine on the CCO Talk and Text line. Dan, credit card fees, 2.5%. On a $100 bill, it's, $2, $2.50. Not that significant, although some places are charging three and a half. A texter says 4% is seen. They've seen 4%. What do you think about it?
Jason, I'm an old curmudgeon. I hate all of those charges. I just want to go into a restaurant, see what the price of the item is, and then tip accordingly on my service if I want to pay cash. I was at the St. Paul Saints game yesterday, and that's cashless. So they didn't get a dime out of me for anything. I'm so sick of places not taking cash anymore myself. But all these extra fees, it's a turnoff to where I don't even go anywhere anymore unless it's a drive-through Arby's or something. And I used to go all the time out and loved it. But with all this extra stuff added on, I'm sick of it. And that's why some of these restaurants are closing, because people are sick of the fees and stuff, A $100 bill should be a $100 bill, not $120. So I'm old.
Yeah.
I admit it. I'm old. I gotta get with the times, but I'm just sick of it. You know what I mean?
It's not just old people, Dan. I mean, I think everybody. One of the most popular things the legislature did in the last session was getting rid of those junk fees. And to I understood why the restaurants and why, you see this at like a sporting event, in concerts and all of these things. And I understand like how these fees sort of started. It's because we are, we're price sensitive, and we are price sensitive only in regard to the sticker price. So if you go to a restaurant and you see a burger that costs $12, you tell your friend, oh, it costs $12, instead of saying it costs $12 plus $2.40 tip plus 10% city tax. You know what I mean? Like, we don't plus it in our mind. So I get why they added these fees. But at this point, hanging on the credit card fee, it feels silly to me because we've been sort of told, like, we're done with the fees.
Right. And I'm a great tipper, too. So it just kind of it doesn't balance out right. You know, I'd rather give the hostess or host or the server a great, great tip than give 2% to the credit card. That's the price of doing it.
Well, my son is a server, and he's always got a lot of cash. So he is ready to make change. If anybody goes to his restaurant in Maple Grove and wants to give a good tip, he is going to take it at the Lotus. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
Jason, your kids are awesome, Jason. Take care.
Oh, thank you, Dan. I think so. You guys only hear the good stuff. 651-461-9226. A texter pointing out that the legislature didn't get rid of the fees, but they require the fees to all be disclosed in advance on the page with the ticket, with the price. So the disclosure would have to be so aggressive where you'd have to show the total price. So you'd have to show the burger at $12 and then say plus 10%. You'd have to put that on every line. It would be too confusing. So they sort of got rid of it. They got rid of it. Texters saying, let's get rid of cards and I'll go back to using cash. I mean, part of the deal is that we want the rewards, right? We want the rewards. So you use your cash to get your miles, or you use your card to get your miles or get your points or get your whatever. Well, who do you think's paying for the points? And for the, it's not Visa. It's, you know, Peg's Diner is who's paying for it. Jason, maybe restaurants should just call them tariffs, and then everybody will accept them. Maybe so. I think this lawsuit is a little ridiculous. You guys know, like, obviously I'm empathetic to the restaurant's concern here, but I think everyone's in the same boat. Just give it up. Just put it in the cost. It is what it is. You don't charge a fee for whatever you have to pay to open table or whatever you have to pay for your electricity. The cost is what the cost is. That's our DeRussia Eats Talker for a Thursday. We invite you, if you like interviews with local chefs, local movers and shakers and farmers in the food world, to subscribe to our podcast, DeRussia Eats, has long-form interviews with people in the Minnesota food scene. It's available on the Odyssey app, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. Just search DeRussia Eats, and you can check out some of those interviews. Good stuff up there with Yia Vang. Great interview with the family that runs Kwong Restaurant, which is just, they almost never do an interview. It's a fascinating family story. So I'd love it if you would check out some of those episodes of DeRussia Eats. We will break and come right back. Why not, Dan? Why don't we take a break and let's talk about the Aquatennial Parade. They canceled it yesterday. Did they screw up by canceling the parade yesterday? We'll talk about that in just a minute here on Drive Time. We cancel too many things. We love to cancel stuff. We love to lock down on the weather forecast and say, well, it looks a little scary. Canceled. Parents are lunatics about this when it comes to school closings, right? And I've railed on this before, especially in the winter, that there is this sort of, and I don't really blame the schools. I mostly blame the parents because we want to know the night before. We want to know. We used to wake up in the morning, turn on WCCO radio, and you'd hear the school names, and that would be good enough. Now the call is often made the night before. I think there's this overly cautious vibe in our society that led to why the Aquatennial canceled the Torchlight Parade yesterday. It's the first time in Aquatennial history that they canceled a parade. Now, I told you earlier how I was soaked to the bone yesterday with the rain coming down in the afternoon. It was crazy, right? Like, it was aggressive rain and the forecast looked bleak. But what's wrong? What's wrong with just waiting? The parade was scheduled for 7:30 at night. They said the risk for severe weather in the Twin Cities and central and southern Minnesota was too much. Now, I would assume, you know, they canceled this. When was it, Dan? They canceled it. I don't know. It was like a 10:30 or 11 in the morning.
It was fairly early in the day, yeah.
And, like, at that time, it looked bleak. But I just think, like, my reason for bringing this up is not to say, like, the downtown council needs to grow a pair and not cancel stuff. I'm saying, as a society, like, I am concerned that, like, we have no tolerance for risk. Like, it might rain and you might come downtown and they might cancel the parade at 7. Is that the end of the world? I guess that's the question for people, right? Would you rather roll the dice, come down, and have it canceled? Or would you rather, you know, have them cancel it early and have it be beautiful like it was last night? I would rather have things be canceled at the last minute. And have people be disappointed. Oh, man. But, like, when you're down there at 7 o'clock at night and it's pouring rain, you kind of get it. You know why they've canceled it. When you cancel in the afternoon, now you get... Somebody on social media today told me we've got to fire the weather people for their prediction. Like, it's just a prediction. We've turned these predictions into, like, the gospel. Well, they said it was going to rain. Yeah, it's a forecast. It's a forecast. I said I was going to be a male model, and that forecast also turned out not to be true.